The next part of our story is going to be told by Matilda Califf's sister, and after that, you can hear some additional content.
Every Jew in Belgrade, in Serbia, in Yugoslavia, who could not get away or find a safe place to hide, was being murdered. So, Mother knocked on the door of the Catholic Church in Banovo Brdo. The priest at the church was Father Andrej Tumpe. Like my mother, he was from Slovenia. He is the one who gave us those false papers. My sister Matilda became Lydia, I became Breda, a proper Slovenian name. The church really was on the edge of Belgrade back then. There were nuns who lived there, and the gardener and other staff. They knew about us. Father Tumpe brought us to the school nearby. We could not give the director transfer papers from another school, so he knew, which meant the teachers knew, and no one said a word. Aside from hiding us, Father Tumpe hid two other Jewish girls. They insisted on getting away from Belgrade, and they were arrested at the train station. The Germans came for Father Tumpe and locked him up. The only thing he told us was that when a German soldier asked him, "Why did you do this? You were risking your life." Father Tumpe explained, "Because I would do the same for you if you needed it." Around this time, it was late 1943, we had the fright of our lives. One day, there was a knock on the door. A German soldier. We froze in panic, but he kept knocking. So my mother slowly went to the door, opened it, and there he was, Karl Gettmann. We were shocked because no one in Dorchol had any idea where we were in hiding. But Karl just said to mother, "I wanted to ask if there's anything you need, if there's anything I can do for you." She could hardly speak, and she just said, "No." Karl tipped his hat and walked away. He never turned us in, and we never saw him or heard about him ever again. While we were living under our false names, almost every day after school, we would sing in a choir Father Tumpe started for boys and girls our age. Over and over, Father Tumpe would tell me, "Breda, you have such a lovely voice. You really should do something with it." Then came the fall of 1944. The war ended, at least for us, when the Yugoslav partisans, the Soviet army and the Bulgarian army liberated Belgrade. We could go home. My sister Matilda took back her name, but I just couldn't do it. You see, the way I see it, Father Tumpe didn't just give me a name, he gave me a life. I have been Breda Califf ever since. As the communist government took over Yugoslavia, our house was nationalised and we were allowed to have two small rooms in our own home, nothing more. Matilda met a wonderful young man who she'd actually known in Banovo Brdo, Anton Cerge. When Anton asked her to marry him, Matilda said, "Under one condition, if Father Tumpe performs the service." And he did. They had a lovely daughter. I married Branislav Bane Simonovich, an architect, and we had a daughter. In the meantime, my mother went to work and helped us both with our families. Then, in the 1990s, when the original owners could get back their properties in Serbia, we began to get back one room after another in our house. In fact, at the age of 85, Mother finally was able to get back the entire first floor of Gospodar Jovanova 3. While we were filing the paperwork, Mother went to a friend. She told him, "Bring an axe." And he did. She stood there while she got back the last room of the ground floor of our house. We lost her, this remarkable woman, in 2000 at the age of 90. My sister Matilda and I never lost touch with Father Tumpe. Every time I saw him, I just knew he was going to, very gently, ask me for money, because there was always, always, always someone he needed to help. A widow, an orphan, a family, and all those students he looked after, like me, for instance. And what could I possibly say other than, "Dear Father Tumpe, how much do you need this time?" Father Tumpe died here in Belgrade in 1973. As for me, I took that advice he gave me about singing. I became an opera singer. I had quite a career as a mezzo-soprano. I sang with Placido Domingo, with Franco Corelli, and I sang in dozens of cities in so many roles. And I sang while Zubin Mehta conducted. And while I was in Israel singing Carmen in Tel Aviv in the 1990s, I asked to be taken to Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, Israel's Museum of the Holocaust. That is where they give special awards to non-Jews who risked their own lives to save a Jewish person during the Holocaust. I walked in, I sat down, and I told them, "I'd like to tell you about the man who taught me to sing. I'd like to tell you about my family."
Here's who made this podcast possible. Matilda Califf was interviewed by Rachel Chanin in 2005 and 2020. Breda Califf was interviewed by me, Edward Serrata, in 2017. Music is by Stefan Sablich in Belgrade, except for the haunting aria you've just heard, in which Breda Califf is performing from Bogdan Babic's Lesho Cero. As for our actors, Rebecca West was read by Melanie Preston in Vienna. In London, Vera Amar was read by Jilly Bond. Avram Mosic was read by David Horovich. Matilda Califf was read by Sarah Kesselman, and Breda Califf was read by Jane Bertisch. Ernst Pavel's excerpt about the Hotel Royal was read by Michael Gemeda Breka in Pittsburgh. The reporter Lee White's description of Belgrade being bombed during the Second World War was read by Nathaniel Kellerman in Pittsburgh. This series was produced by Jehi Cho at Carnegie Mellon's Entertainment Technology Center in Belgrade, and by Patrick Schmidt and Tijana Jerehic here at Centropa in Vienna. Special thanks to the Claims Conference and the Jack Buncher Foundation for helping make this podcast possible.